Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Counseling in Milan. Once again, we have Karen Rigotti with us today. Karen Rigotti is a certified professional counselor here in Milan, working with both individuals and couples. She specializes in helping clients navigate challenging periods in their lives, whether professional or personal. Her areas of expertise include cross-cultural relationship issues, work-related conflicts, and life transitions such as marriage and new parenthood. Being the mother of two young girls and having an intercultural family herself, she has a special focus on the unique challenges that new mothers face in a foreign country, ranging from interpersonal dynamics between the couple to parenting issues and beyond. An American originally from Arlington, Virginia, Karen graduated with a degree in psychology from Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. She transferred to San Francisco and then London before moving to Milan in 2008, where she makes her home with her two daughters who were born here. Karen is a member of both the American Counseling Association and ASO Counseling in Italy, holding a master's degree in counseling from the Centro Berne in Milan. You can find all of her contact information in the show notes of this broadcast or on her website, www.karenrigotti.com. Karen, welcome. So happy to have you with us here again.
Thank you, Maria. It's good to be back.
Yeah. So this time of year, your topic is perfect because it is holiday time, Christmas and all the other assorted holidays just around the corner, and stressful time for many of us, even if it is something that we tend to look forward to. We all know that the holidays and stress go hand in hand, but where do we start in preparing ourselves for the holiday craze? It seems to begin earlier and just grow in intensity every year.
Yeah, it does. For some, the holiday season really is the most wonderful time of the year. But for many of us, it's more of a mixed bag. There's stress, there are added expenses, you've got family with all the good and the bad. Perhaps you have travel, illness, and then, yes, all the food and the fun and all the festivities. So there's nothing new in being more frazzled at this time of year, but wouldn't it be nice to feel less frazzled? So that's where we are. And since most of us can't really change a lot of the external factors of the holidays that cause us stress, such as travel or visiting with relatives, those increased expenses, all the social obligations, and a lot of other factors, what we can control is ourselves. And this is actually a lot, much more than most of us realize. So it's really more about changing our perspective. Instead of wishing the holidays were different, what we can do is increase our own awareness of our emotions and triggers. And then we can make a few fairly simple but often high-impact adjustments. And I want to emphasize this point, that small changes really can have a big impact.
Well, so then if perspective is reality, then the question would be, how do we go about changing that perspective?
You can start by thinking about how you actually feel about the holidays. Most of us have some strong emotions attached to the holiday experiences we had when we were growing up, when we were kids. And so it can be helpful to take a minute to stop and think about what those feelings are. Do the holidays in general make you feel tense and anxious or excited and joyful? Do you feel some combination of positive and negative feelings, which may be where a lot of us come out? Once you stop and identify and name difficult emotions, it's the first step to diffusing their power. And actually, this is something you can do anytime, anywhere, not just during the holidays. But by sitting with a negative feeling and naming it, you actually begin the process of moving past it. So the next step is to give yourself full permission to actually have that feeling, especially those negative ones. If you don't really like the holidays, that's perfectly okay.
And not all of us do they?
This is true.
So how do our feelings about the holidays tie in with our habits then?
Well, the more self-awareness we have, the better we are at self-management. And our habits really define what we do every day. Self-awareness is defined as the ability to accurately recognize your emotions and thoughts and then their influence on your behavior. Self-management is the ability to regulate your emotions, your thoughts, and your behaviors effectively in different situations. And this is particularly relevant when managing stress or controlling impulses and also self-motivating. And for a lot of people, those are three of the biggest challenges of the holidays, managing stress, controlling impulses, and self-motivating. So self-management has a lot to do with daily habits. We often think of the word habit with the word bad in front of it, like smoking, for example. But as I said before, a habit is really just something that you do regularly, like brushing your teeth or taking a shower. And it also extends to all the ways you take regular care of yourself, like exercise, or maybe you write in a journal, or maybe you meditate. So, for example, if you're someone who gets completely overwhelmed by time spent with relatives and who struggles to get through lots of forced family social gatherings, it's really important that you keep up with your routines that take care of you. And whether that's running or yoga or talking with a trusted friend on the phone or practicing a calming bedtime routine, the madness of the holidays tempts you to let those things go. So, yes, it is more difficult to find the time necessary to keep up with some routines during the holidays. We're all overextended, there's no doubt. But if you can make a conscious decision about what you most need to do to take care of yourself and to take care of your stress, and you can schedule that activity into your day as an important agenda item, you're not only helping yourself enjoy the holidays more, but you're actually ensuring a smoother post-holiday experience as well. What I mean by that is many of us have probably experienced, that it can be surprisingly hard to get back to good habits after the holidays or after any time that you've gotten away from them, which is one of the many reasons that so many people make New Year's resolutions, to get back to their good habits.
That's true, isn't it? That is, New Year's resolutions are just sort of trying to get our good habits started or back, whatever the
back
case may
control.
Be.
Back under control.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. Well, then, how about a summary of these tips so that we can incorporate them into our New Year's resolutions?
Right. Or hopefully you can keep them going through the holiday season. And
exactly. As
I mentioned before, it's really important to remember, this sounds obvious, but remembering that small changes can have a big impact. So ask yourself how you feel, not just about the holidays, but give yourself a check-in, even daily during this stressful season. Name how you're feeling, and then think about what you need to best get through that day. Are you cutting something out of your self-care routine to get everything else done, like going to the gym or taking time for you that calms you? Instead of cutting that thing out altogether, how about doing half your normal routine? And last point, don't just give yourself permission to take time for you. You really need to consider it a requirement. It's every bit as important as the most important thing on your holiday list, taking care of you.
You know what? I think we lose sight of that. It absolutely is important.
Right, because if you're not in good shape, you're not good for anyone else.
That's right. All righty, Karen. Well, thank you so much for being with us again today.
Thank you for having me, Maria. It's always fun to be back.
Yeah. All righty. We've been speaking with Karen Rigotti. You can find all of her contact information in the show notes and also by going to her website at www.karenrigotti.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to having you join us next time.